You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt here, and we have got to talk about EJ DeMera coming totally unhinged next week on the NBC streaming soap opera. Something huge happens next week that has him making a desperate grab to take Sloan and Eric's adoptive baby to try and save his own marriage. Let's unpack what's ahead, but first, please click subscribe. So as it stands right now, Sloan Peterson convinced EJ DeMera that the best thing is for baby Jude Brady to remain with her and Eric Brady. She dropped EJ's jaw when she revealed Eric is Nicole's baby daddy after Leo Stark told EJ a half truth. The thing is, Leo doesn't know Eric's really the baby daddy. He thinks it's EJ's, and now he took a giant payoff from EJ to keep this secret that Sloan is raising Nicole's baby. Meanwhile, EJ does not like the idea that Sloan has got her hands on Nicole's kid, but he knows Sloan is right about the whole marriage thing. If Nicole and Eric knew they made a baby and that baby is alive and well, they would not be able to stay away from each other. Eric would leave Sloan and Nicole would leave EJ. Nicole and Eric would get married. Bam, baby makes three, four, if you count Holly Jonas, who adores Eric and doesn't like EJ very much at all. And then Sloan and EJ would be cast aside, sitting there licking their wounds. So as much as EJ hates Sloan, he was planning to let this situation rock on to keep his marriage intact. He wants to be with Nicole more than he wants her to have her child, which in the end is pretty gosh darn awful. He knows how torn up Nicole was to lose her chance to have another child, and EJ is horribly selfish to keep her apart from her baby because he wants to keep her in his bed and married to him. But things shift drastically next week, and EJ does a 180 on the baby situation. So right now, you're seeing Eric and Nicole working together at the newspaper. They're doing investigative reporting for The Spectator. Eric's taking photos. Nicole's doing her journo thing. For whatever reason, Nicole winds up drunk next week on Monday, but I think she starts drinking and getting lit on Friday. She tries on Friday to make peace with her very angry daughter, Holly, who is mad that she won't let her go to the prom and just all this teen angst. Maybe it doesn't go well. That's what starts Nicole hitting the bottle, because by Monday, Nicole is drunk and EJ sees her kissing Eric. So yeah, Nicole and Eric cheat on their spouses a little. Not a lot. I don't think they bang, but a little. Cheating isn't okay. You know, kissing isn't okay. It's not cool to make out with your married ex-husband when you're also married. And EJ sees it, and that changes the arc of this stolen baby story in a huge way. The kiss is on Monday, the same day, by the way, that Paulina talks to Melinda about being DA again, because she's planning to fire EJ, which is going to be one more nail in his coffin. So Tuesday, EJ is back in Sloan's face with a stunning demand. I'm guessing he wants the baby back to try and hold his marriage together. You know, that old thing where there's a couple heading for divorce, they decide to have another baby to try and save their marriage. My sister did that. You know, it just doesn't work out. It just means you have one more messy thing to deal with when you still get a divorce later. And it's not going to work long term for EJ. But of course, he doesn't know that yet. I am guessing EJ is going to go tell Sloan, you're going to give that baby back to Nicole, or I'm going to throw you in prison and face the consequences of losing my wife. But the thing is, EJ doesn't want Nicole to know it's Eric's baby. He wants her to think that their baby survived, this baby that never existed between EJ and Nicole, because it was always Eric and Nicole's baby, to reconfirm their love and commitment. And the thing is, he's going to need Sloan's cooperation to some extent to carry this off. And I mean, in the end, Sloan can't say no. Either he can spill all the beans and put her in jail, or she can cooperate. They find a way to get the baby back to Nicole, keep Sloan out of jail. She keeps her mouth shut about the paternity, you know, and that's the best she can hope for. So I go back to the idea of Sloane working with the dirty doctor to undo what they did. Sloane lied to EJ and covered for the doctor and for her friend Melinda Trask and said she did it all on her own. EJ doubts it, but I don't think he cares that much. I suspect blaming a paperwork error at the hospital could work, and then they can make up another glitch to explain the DNA test that Nicole insisted on. Really, I don't know how many questions Nicole's going to ask, because she'll just be so happy to find out her baby boy is alive and back in her arms. And it also justifies everything she said and thought when she was saying, Jude is my baby, right? So Eric's going to be a little harder to deal with. Sloane is going to have to pretend to be heartbroken and in the dark and taken by surprise. She'll have to play it like it's this terrible tragedy that has befallen them out of nowhere, but they have to do the right thing, return the baby to its rightful mother. You know, they can talk about, oh, we can try to adopt again later, blah, blah, blah. So spoilers for next week have Eric confronting Sloane about her recent behavior. That happens Thursday. And then next Friday, Sloane confesses something to Eric, but you know it's not going to be that she stole Nicole's baby. Maybe it'll be that she was notified by the hospital that there might have been some paperwork error with their adoption, something like that, something to introduce the swap that's coming. That same day on Friday, Nicole spends time with EJ, but both of them are lost in their thoughts. Nicole is no doubt thinking about cheating by kissing Eric, and EJ's thinking about that since he saw it, and also about getting Nicole's baby back to cut Eric out of their lives while simultaneously lying to his wife, and of course lying by omission that he saw her kiss Eric. Things are about to get so messy on Days of Our Lives, but it looks like the baby swap won't come until close to the end of the month, just based on the spoilers we have for next week. EJ thinks getting that baby back into Nicole's arms is going to fix everything, but it won't. For one, it's not EJ's kid. For two, Ari Zucker is leaving in about 8 weeks for good. So that means Nicole and EJ's marriage is probably going to end very abruptly. And I just wonder if baby Jude is going to leave town with Nicole when she goes. We'll have to wait and see. Definitely drop your comments. What do you think? Are you ready to see Nicole get her baby back? What do you think? Subscribe if you haven't, and definitely come back soon. We are here talking Days of Our Lives 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.